It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button if you're not already a subscriber. I put out three new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones, all the usual spots, including Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent guests on the show have included Bruno Major, Greta Van Fleet, Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople, Lucinda Williams, Nick Hexum of 311, Pearl Jam's Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard. We had Louise Post of Veruca Salt, actor Jason Scott Lee, the cast of Outlander, so we talk about season 7, Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, country star Carly Pierce, Golshifteh Farahani to talk about Extraction 2, Dave Davies of the Kinks, and so much more. That's just a few of the guests you get when you subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with Elizabeth Perkins. Now, this is an actress that, as a child of the 80s, of course, she landed on my radar in the way she landed on a lot of our radars in the movie Big. She was also seen in About Last Night around that same time. We know her from Weeds and the Flintstones, and she's also in the second season of The After Party 2, which is about to happen, or is happening, I guess, right now. But that's not what we're talking about today, because she's simultaneously in season 2 of Minx. She plays this character called Constance that we get to talk all about. I want to ask her about her first impressions of the show and her character. She'll tell us about what it's been like to revisit the Los Angeles of the 70s on the set. And then with all the classic songs of the era playing throughout the show, we're going to discuss what her character, Constance, would be listening to and how the show tells the stories of that decade. Now, we'll tie the past to the present because Elizabeth recently saw Joni Mitchell playing at the Gorge in Washington. Brandi Carlile was also on that bill, and Sarah McLachlan was a guest, and lots of others too, so I want to hear all about that show. And we'll hear what it was like to film the series, only to be almost done and then have it canceled by HBO, but luckily have it then picked up by Stars, which is where you can find the entire series now. So let's do it. We're talking season 2 of Minx. It's Kyle Meredith with Elizabeth Perkins.
Hello, how are you?
Such a pleasure and honor to meet you on here. And it was so great to see you in this new season of Minx and what is going on. I guess the question is, what was your impression of the show? Why did you want to play this character?
Oh, I love the show. You know, I saw season 1 and I said, oh, LA, 70s, pornographer, feminist. This is interesting. I'd never seen anything like it. And I just fell in love with it from episode 1. It was just, oh, I got to see 2. Oh, I got to see 3. I loved the interplay of the characters. I loved the whole idea of like the San Fernando Valley in the 70s. And you know, having lived in this city for 40 years, to sort of go back and remember what it was like in the 70s. I mean, I was alive, back then in the old days, you know, to see Laurel Canyon, to see, you know, the Strip, to see, you know, Venice Beach. I mean, it's all, it's just rare to have a show that's going to really explore the Los Angeles environment during those, that really particular era. And so when they said, oh, there's a role on Minx, do you know the show? I was like, I'll do it. I really didn't even care what the role was. But then when I read Constance, I was like, yes, this is perfect. I'm so excited because she's just way out there, complete eccentric. Yeah. I had a ball.
There's that sense right from the beginning, like, can we trust her? Can she be trusted?
Right. Like,
that's probably fun to play with, I would imagine.
Well, especially since she, you know, when we find her, she's sort of languishing at this point in her gigantic villa with her naked boy toys and her, you know, Afghan dogs and her butler. And she sort of knows that she's got the upper hand instantaneously because these people are really in a desperate situation and they need money. And money is power. And she knows that. And she's not gonna show her hand right away. She's gonna let them all sort of stew in whatever it is they're whatever they're stewing in, she's gonna let them stew for a little longer. She likes to think she's the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. But she may have a few challengers.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Elizabeth Perkins.
And I was actually thinking about what you were saying a minute ago with, you know, seeing the 70s, and you see the 70s, you see California in the 70s. You've got the rock stars roaming all around. I mean, what I read, Linda Ronstadt, Glenn Frey, Graham Nash.
Yep. You got Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, you were
Annie
just
Leibovitz and right. Carl Sagan. And yeah, it's really packed this season. It's great.
Yeah.
There's reference to Warren Beatty, but you don't necessarily see him.
But you were at the Joni concerts with Brandi Carlile.
I was. Oh, my God.
That world, right? I mean, please go on. What was that like?
Well, you know, I was a child of the 70s. I was born in 1960. So the 70s were my entire high school, middle school life. And Joni Mitchell was the definition of the 70s generation. And I grew up with her, and the concert was, there were 30,000 people at the Gorge, and she hasn't played live in 20 years. There was people from Japan, there was people from Australia, and she sung Both Sides Now as her closing number, a cappella, and you could have heard a pin drop. And the reverence and the respect that the audience had for the way she changed culture and the soundtrack of so many people's lives that was being played in that Gorge was overwhelming for everyone. And Wendy and Lisa were there from, which was incredible. And Annie Lennox sang, and I'm tearing up a little bit. Sarah McLachlan was there and Marcus Mumford. And it was just, for a child of the 70s, it was overwhelming in a beautiful, beautiful way.
I've been listening to the Newport set that's also coming out.
Incredible.
And just incredible.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
and the
incredible.
The film is coming out shortly too.
Right.
They filmed it. So it's, I think it's coming out the 21st, somewhere around there.
Yeah. But just seeing that, you know, those worlds colliding in your world, at least, I was like, oh, that's got to be interesting. It's got to be interesting to sort of play around in the 70s and then to be faced with that icon, you know, right there that so many
absolutely.
Of us had missed.
Absolutely. I've been immersed in the 70s now for most of the summer.
And I'll quickly bring that up on Minx. I mean, it's got a hell of a soundtrack. I keep hearing T-Rex, almost like T-Rex is the unofficial house band
it's
of
true.
The show. Yeah,
it's true. Like, and it makes
what's
sense
on your,
to me.
Right. What's on your soundtrack? What's on your 70s soundtrack for your own personal Minx soundtrack?
Well, for Constance, there's no 70s. Constance is still drinking to Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, mm-hmm. you know. She might have a little bit of Peggy Lee in there or some Judy Garland when she's having a bad night. But I don't think she's evolved into a 70s soundtrack yet. She's gotcha. Still stuck in the late 50s, early 60s. I think she'd like to get there. But I don't think she's there yet. She's definitely not T-Rex yet.
Yet. The one thing I do love about this show is the lens that we sort of do get to also see the 70s, because the 70s, we know, I mean, they were problematic when we're talking about people's rights and feminism, and there were heroes for sure. But do you feel like this show also gives, like, what do you call that? The sliding door, you know, what if it were a little different? What would it have been like? Like this, that like everybody on here seems to have the opportunities that maybe everyone didn't get in the original time, you know? And that's when I look at it, I was like, it's like, this could have been a bit more like what the 70s, and like, and maybe it would have been like, I don't know how you see it. Like, how do you see the show, I guess, in that sort of lens?
Well, I think it's a very, very specific and specific to Los Angeles. In that, you know, with the rise of pornography in the Valley and in South Pasadena, I think there was a very, very distinctive group of people that were sort of engaging in that. And I think bringing in sort of this young writer journalist and them just sort of haphazardly meeting each other, it's very, very, very unique moment. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the outside environment is very typical of what was going on at the time. And so, yes, you have something that, you know, was unique to this show, which I love, because it's not just about Doug and it's not just about Joyce. It's about the intersection of these two people that are on vastly different planes. But I think the backdrop is very relatable and very real.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Elizabeth Perkins.
The show being saved, of course, I know is sort of a little part of the conversation going on here. Yeah. I mean, what was that experience like? Because you finished the show. You finished the show not exactly knowing what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it was hard for everybody. You know, it's thank God for Lionsgate and Starz. You know, they love the show. And I do think that we're in an era where it's, you know, it's about commerce, and yet there are still great studios like Starz and Lionsgate who are like, no, this show is really good. The writing is fantastic. The actors are great. They're telling a great story in a great time period. And there's still pockets of really great stuff going on, you know, and I'm just really grateful that they picked up the show, because it's a worthy show. Not that other shows aren't worthy, but this show in particular has something to say.
I've loved this season so far. I'm hoping we get a full 3-season at least arc out of this thing. And by the way, also seeing that, you know, you're popping up in the after party. It's it's Elizabeth Perkins everywhere, and I love it.
Why not?
Why not? Congrats on this one. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
No, thank you for your questions. I appreciate it a lot.
My thanks to Elizabeth Perkins. Season 2 of Minx, you can watch now on Starz. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. You get 3 new interviews sent your way every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get classic songs, you get music news, you get the best of the new tracks. We do some anniversary spins, bonus interviews as well. A recent show had the music of Chicago and Carole King, Sly and the Family Stone, Aretha Franklin, Harry Nilsson, Jim Croce, Lucinda Williams, Cyndi Lauper, Cowboy Junkies, Deluxe Folk Implosion, Billy Idol, The Smashing Pumpkins, System of a Down, Black Eyed Peas, Fugazi, The Miracle of 86, and a whole lot more. That's just an example of what you can hear every weekday at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also find me on the old social media spots. That includes Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along, because that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.